Joining us right now with a look at how the COVID pandemic has been impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon to you as well, and thanks for having me on again this week.
So what are the latest? What's the latest in terms of numbers in the city?
Yeah, we're at 448 deaths in Brockton. We have lost 448 residents. Current active cases, 215 cases, and total cases overall, Dan, are at 16,763 total cases.
And how are the hospitals coping right now?
Yeah, their census numbers are doing okay. We did have an uptick, though. I mean, that current case of 215, we had an uptick of 34 from yesterday. So, again, I mean, COVID is still here. The Delta, the breakthrough, all that is still here. The saving grace is that we have that regional facility at the Shaw Center with DPH and Brewster. So we are administering a lot of shots, a lot of booster shots, a lot of first and second shots. And, again, now the ages 5 to 11, we're starting to see a lot of youngsters here in the city of Brockton getting their shots, including my own son. So it's a good feeling as a dad.
And how are the schools doing?
Schools are doing okay. I mean, we're working with not unique to Brockton. We're seeing a lot of students acting up throughout the Commonwealth and the country. So Superintendent Mike Thomas, myself, as chair of the school committee, we're working diligently with the interim superintendent, Dr. Susan Zakowitz, and the school committee. So, you know, we've had some violence. We've had some fights. We have, you know, done some proactive measures to have a safe environment for the students and the staff. So, you know, as a product of Brockton High School, I don't want to do these things, but they are really beneficial measures, and hopefully they'll just, you know, be a temporary basis.
Now, we did just, of course, had Veterans Day yesterday. How did that go in the city?
Fantastic. Fantastic, Dan. The weather was unbelievable. We had really a wonderful, wonderful celebration to honor the vets, the brave men and women that we just owe so much gratitude. And I stood at the podium at City Hall, and I looked out, and it actually was the most people I've ever seen at an outdoor event at City Hall for a parade other than the holiday Christmas holiday parade. So, again, it was wonderful. We kicked it off by unveiling the Purple Heart City. City of Brockton was designated Purple Heart Community, and we had Mr. Tom Bolander, who is a city resident, who is a Purple Heart resident and recipient there. And it was just great. And then we had the Brockton High Band, and we had the pipes and drums from the firefighters and junior ROTC and Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. And just a really wonderful day in the City of Champions.
Now, you mentioned the holiday parade, and that is still on.
It is. It is. It's Saturday the 27th, which is the Saturday immediately following Thanksgiving. It's going to be scaled back just a little bit because of COVID. We'll be following all the protocols, but it's going to be awesome. And, you know, I hope the weather will be with us, but we're going to have outdoor food tables, and we're going to have a beer garden, and we're going to have floats and some parade, you know, wonderful things. And, you know, there's a rumor that the Clydesdales might be there as well, like they come every year. So, again, I encourage everybody that lives in Brockton and those that want to visit the City of Champions. It's going to be a really, really fun day downtown on the 27th, which is Saturday, November 27th.
Now, speaking of Thanksgiving, are you at all concerned that we could see a spike in cases with this upcoming holiday?
Well, you know, I'm always concerned. I'm feeling much better this year compared to last year. Again, I had encouraged everybody to just stay home with their immediate family members. But, you know, our vaccine percentage right now is some of the best in the Commonwealth when you're looking at gateway cities. So, you know, our numbers are looking good, and you know, people want to get together. My own siblings, I haven't spent the holiday with them in a long time. So, again, to be fully vaccinated makes me feel good. I'll be getting my own booster shot in the near future as well. So, you know, I encourage everybody, much like trick-or-treating. You know, if you're going to spend time with people that are your loved ones that don't live in your household, just be safe and take you know, caution and follow the protocols, Dan.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll speak to you next week, and have a great weekend.
Thank you as well.